It's like a fountain sometimes, you know. You start drinking water and water, a lot of water, then, you know, it has to come out somewhere. Amen. So that's how he does sometimes his children. He says that in this passage, when we're talking about being a faith believer, one thing I noticed that when I was in, and still am on my Christian journey, is that when you are trusting and believing in God, a lot of times we'll have the faith of God. The faith of God is that you have now accepted Christ as his beloved son. You believe in his son. You believe he died, he resurrected, he rose from the dead, and all of that. Hallelujah. Thank God for the cross and thank God for the blood. But when you have the faith of God, and now that you start, as you get into the reading of his word and everything he's written in his word, then you should start believing in his word. And a lot of times what's happening is the saints will have faith, hallelujah, or those who don't believe don't have faith. Amen. You got twofold here. You got the saints who have faith, but they're not believing. And you got those who are not believing at all. So you got faith. I believe in his son. I believe he resurrected. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. I confess. I repent of my sins. I believe in him. He's in my heart. And now I'm on this Christian journey. Amen. But then there are those who don't even believe. They don't even have faith. So I'm gonna come from it twofold, the faith believer. In order for you to come into the full assurance, that's why it says now faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So when you come into the faith, amen, you have the confidence that he is. You have the confidence that Christ is with you. You have the confidence of who God is. Amen. His son Jesus is. Hallelujah. So therefore, in order for you to be a faith believer, you have to believe in his son. Amen. And after you believe in his son, you have to get in this word, read this word, but not only just read the word and have the faith, you got to believe it. That's why he says faith in James, faith without works is dead. You have to put some action behind your faith. You got to believe that he is. You got to trust. When God is commanding you or asking you to do certain things and you're looking in the natural, oh, well, how I'm going to do that? Or how I'm going to do this? You can't do that. You're just going to have to trust and simply believe on the word that was given to you. Believe on the promises of God. Believe what he has spoken in your ear. Believe what he has shown you in dreams and vision, because he is God. Amen. That's why the text says in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "When for he that cometh to God must believe that he is." Amen. So what is that, preacher woman? You got to believe that he is God. Amen. He's a man. He shall not lie. His word don't return back to him void. He's a man that when it says his word, if he say it, it says he's going to do it. If he spoke it, he's going to perform it, because his word is true. And because we are his children and we believe in him and we have faith in him, we must believe that he is. Amen. We must agree with the word. And as we agree with the word, our works, amen, the faith of our actions that we believe in his words must be about showing that we trust God. If God says for you, ministers and those who are going to be pastors, I need for you to start the church. Well, you're going like, where the people going to come from? Don't worry about that. He says start the church. If you keep waiting for people to come and you never put out the chairs and never put out the information that you start in the church, then faith without works is dead. That's why churches are dying, because people are not going out. Faith without works is dead. If you're going to build a church, you have to go out and evangelize. I'm not talking about pulling people from other churches. People are going to come. That's just going to happen. But I'm talking about going out into the lost, going out into the city, going out to those who are hurting. And sometimes you just can't hit people over the word over the head with the word of God. You have to meet the need. If there are those out there who are hungry, sometimes you got to bring a little dinner. Amen. You gotta feed them. Amen. And their mama, she needs the baby needs diapers. The baby needs milk. She's not going to hear the word if she's worried and consumed how her baby is going to eat today. So there's a lot of work as the Christians, the churches today, we need to go beyond the four walls. We need to go beyond having conferences and ministering to each other. When we have conferences, we should be going out evangelizing, bringing the lost souls, bringing the hurt, bringing the downtrodden, bringing those who are addicted, bringing those who can't find their way or having mental issues, and bringing them in so they can be healed and delivered and set free. Amen. Because his word says so. He gave us the great commission. Amen. If you read it in in Matthew, he said, go and visit the sick. He said, tend to those in prison. He said, feed those who are hungry. Give those who are thirst a drink. So there's a commandment, the word of God has given us that we must act upon. That's our faith. We must believe that he is. Well, how are we going to do that? Don't worry about that. By the time you start making phone calls and telling people what you're going to do, God will supply all your needs, because